title of work Groundwaters-Vilkeri Formation. This work, Groundwaters-Vilkeri Formation, made by Ness Sim in 2022, is 24 centimetres high by 23 centimetres in diameter. Made of terracotta clay, its simple form derives from the shape of ancient water pots or ollas. It has a circular neck that is 10 centimetres wide and attaches to a larger spherical lower chamber. A decorative band around the middle of the lower chamber is painted using blue, yellow, black, grey and terracotta underglazes. On one side of the rounded pot, a cube has been inscribed on the surface. Set at an angle, it describes a cross-section of the Vilkeri Formation. This formation is found east of the Gulf of Carpentaria in northern Australia and is one of the most organically diverse protozoic successions in Australia, and it's been a target for oil exploration over the last 10 years. Composed of overlaid sediment couplets made up of black organic-rich mud shales and grey-green organically lean mud shales, the Vilkeri Formation is in danger from continued fracking. From the right side of the cube on the pot, a frieze emerges, continuing the scratched horizontal lines of the sediment couplet in a band around the middle of the pot. Undulating bands like a series of distant hills have been picked out in colours of blue and grey. Lower banks or superimposed layers of organic deposits are highlighted in various shades of yellow, black and terracotta before returning to the natural terracotta colour of the vessel. Sim's research regarding ollas found that they were prevalent across many continents, with the oldest examples found in China and North Africa. These pots were a form of early irrigation. The vessels were dug into the ground and then filled with water, which slowly released to the nearby plants. Distressed by fracking of the Vilkeri Formation in the Northern Territory, Sim finds working with clay a cathartic practice. Sim explores and documents encounters with climate change as it already exists in the landscapes about her. Using objects collected from sites of climate crisis, from dry and cracking water catchments, to craft ceramic works with a material connection to place. This is the end of the audio description.